Hey everybody, my name's Kristen and I want to welcome you to our Join the Team webinar. Congratulations on taking the first step to learn about our incredible opportunity. We have a great hostess for you tonight. She and her husband have been helping families in the financial services industry for over 8 years. Before discovering this opportunity, she was working as a special education teacher and an agent with State Farm. She lives with her husband and 3 kids in Greenwood Village, Colorado. Here is the great Christina Rowland. Take it away, Christina.
Thanks so much, Kristen. This is just the most fun of my week is getting a chance to sit down and chat with folks about who we are and what we do to help serve our community. And we have been doing it, my husband, for a good long time, he and I, and we neither of us really saw ourselves pursuing ever a career in asset management, financial services, the things that we do now. But we just had a bone to pick with the industry. I don't know if anyone can relate to this, but we got some really, really bad advice, and it cost us about $10,000 purchasing the wrong kind of life insurance. And I'll explain more about that a little bit later. But we just got so frustrated. We got so mad. And for a little while, we got mad at the situation and the agent who gave us the bad advice. But what we ultimately got really, really upset about was why we didn't have the basic and fundamental education that we were going to need in order to make good and prosperous decisions for ourselves in adulthood. And I think so many people might fall into that same category. At least over the last 8 years, it's been my experience that not very many people got financial schooling. We kind of have to learn in the school of hard knocks. And so what we are so passionate about now is sharing the opportunity not only to learn more about financials, learn more about how to make good and prosperous financial choices going forward as individuals, but also the opportunity that exists for individuals who want to make a difference in this industry to earn a great living. I think you can do well and do good at the same time. And that's what I feel like we do. So I'm going to go ahead and get started, share with everybody just a little bit of information here. If you'll give me 1 second while I get it all set up to share, will be great. Present. Oh goodness. There we are. We're going to do this. Here we are. All right. So the very first thing that I always was interested in is when you start a business, when you start any new adventure, you got to know what kind of career you're going to be taking on. And for me and my husband specifically, we wanted more of an outside the box kind of lifestyle. We did not want to be tied to any one particular place. We did not want to be tied to any one particular location. And here's why. He grew up, he was a restaurant manager, and his parents, they own a restaurant franchise. So their restaurant franchise started in Texas, and they moved here to Colorado. And that's how my husband and I met, was through that whole process. But what we watched is we watched his parents have an incredible amount of overhead. They have 7 restaurants. When we met, they had 8 restaurants by the time that my husband had finished working there. And each one of those locations cost about $1 million to open. Then there was the inventory. There were there's the bread and this, it's a deli. So there's the bread and the meats and the vegetables and all these different things, very perishable. And they're the people that ran it and all of this different overhead. And we watched that business model. Now, it's a great business model, don't get me wrong, but it costs so much to get one up and started. And there's so much inventory, so much overhead. We had no interest in any of that. And if you think about where we are today culturally, not that we would have wished these circumstances in any stretch of the imagination, but everybody's kind of working from home. And when you look at the number of people who want to continue working from home, it becomes absolutely staggering. So we're so grateful that we had a business before all of this happened. It gave us the fluidity and the flexibility to be able to change on a dime and really start working from home 100% and being able to still serve our community and even serve our community better because we have the opportunity to work from home. And so remote work will be the new post-corona normal. For most businesses, migration to home working has gone incredibly smoothly. It has gone so well. I don't think that anyone would have imagined how well people were going to be able to work from home. So not only are people able to work from home much better than they had been working where they were in the past, but they are able to have better work-life balance. They're not missing the amount of money that they had to spend getting to and from work, as I imagine. And so you got to ask yourself, the world is changing. Are you changing with it? And I have this story that I remember about the dinosaurs, learning about the dinosaurs when I was a kiddo. And it was evolve or die. That was pretty much the answer to the problem. And so when it comes to the current workplace, are we evolving the way that we need to as the times change? And so just to give you a little bit of background on this, IBM conducted a survey just recently to gauge all the perspectives about working, transportation, leisure, and how all of those things have really changed since the outbreak of the coronavirus. And 54% of adults want to work remotely, and at least most of the time after the pandemic, according to that study. And working from home could make workers happier and save both the employees and the employers money. Great economic strategy. And of those surveyed, 75% said that they would like to continue to work from home in at least a partial capacity, while 40% of respondents said that they felt strongly that their employers would give them as employees the choice to opt to work remotely. Now, here's where that becomes a significant challenge in some sectors. Some sectors cannot be done work from home. So my husband, being a restaurant manager, you can't manage the restaurant through Zoom. You can't manage employees. You can't make sandwiches. You can't do any of that kind of stuff through Zoom. Myself as a teacher, I wouldn't have had that flexibility. And so while a lot of people are really enjoying the benefits of working from home, I'm sure that there are at least a few people watching right now that are not reaping those benefits the same ways that some industries have been able to adapt and change. And so what I love about our business is it really does give you the choice of whether or not you'd like to participate in that benefit that we've been able to see here as a part of the post-corona world, post-COVID-19 world, right? And so really, I think everybody's goal, and I've been doing this for a good long time, nearly a decade with my current company, so just over a decade overall, talking to people about finance. And the goal is to become a 2%er, which allows you to live life on your terms. Anytime I sit down and I ask anyone about their goals financially, it never has a dollar sign attached to it. It's all the things that they get to do. It's traveling more, spending more time at home, being with friends, family, hobbies, new car in the driveway, a new driveway to park that car in, and oftentimes pursuing goals and dreams that kind of went by the wayside because finances was a concern, okay? And so if the goal is to become a 2%er, we have to study, at least to a certain degree, what the 2% of people who get to live life on their terms have done in order to do that. And so how to become a 2%er, really we had to become an owner, not a loaner of our time. So 2% of the workforce owns a system, and the other 98% of people work for that system. Okay. And so this is the cash flow quadrant, comes out of a book by the same title by a guy named Robert Kiyosaki. Absolutely phenomenal read if you're interested in really changing your financial future. Amazing book to read there. But what it describes is the four ways, legal ways, that you could write home to mom and grandma about when it comes to earning money. All right. And the first way that we could earn money is of course, to be an employee. And I come from a long line of employees. I don't know about you, but this was the normal in my family. This was the normal in my lineage. And I was a special education teacher. I loved my job. I absolutely adored my kiddos. And I would still probably be doing that if it were just about the kids. But unfortunately, it's not. There are quotas, there are assessments, there's, you know, inter-office politics, inter-school politics, and things like that. And I just got my butt wore out as an employee, because I would show up early and I would leave late, and a bunch of other people that I was working with and for would show up late and leave early. And see, I was packing about $100,000 worth of work ethic into a $40,000 a year job. And here's the problem. It was always going to be me packing more in than they were going to pay me, because the income of that position is based on the position, not the person. That's what it means to be an employee. And so right now, that job that I left is being filled by somebody, and they're paying that person almost the exact same a decade later. And that person is probably pouring $100,000 worth of value into a $40,000 position. And it's not their fault. They just don't really know a lot better. Now, the second thing that we could do is we could become what we call self-employed, okay? And self-employed means that you own a job, but if you own a job, your job owns you. And this is dentists, doctors, lawyers, hairstylists, and real estate agents, salespeople, anybody who is working for themselves. They don't necessarily have someone who's keeping tabs on them all the time, which is a benefit, but the downside is, if a real estate agent doesn't sell a house, how much money do they make? Zero. And if the hairstylist doesn't make your hair look good, zero. And so often, self-employed are unemployed day to day based on how much is coming in and whether or not they can find new clients and new work to do. And that's what I mean by your job owns you, okay? And so on the other side, the right side of the quadrant, we have a business owner, okay? And so a business owner owns a system. And the difference between a business owner and someone who's self-employed, because I get this all the time, I'll sit down with someone and they'll tell me that they own a business. I'm like, you know what? Congratulations, good for you, that's amazing. I think pretty much everybody should own a business. Everybody should own a system that works for them. And they're like, yeah, great. I'm a plumber. Like, okay, well, that's wonderful. Good for you. I'm sure you're really, really good at it. How many vans do you have? Oh, it's just me. It's just me and my truck. I'm sorry to say, and no disparagement against any of those individuals, but they're not business owners. They're just self-employed. And the difference is just this. I never wanted to run a system. I wanted a system that ran itself. And that's the difference between self-employed and business ownership, is that you have a system that runs whether or not you're there to participate. So in this system, other people are working. And this is when we really run into, for the very first time, unlimited income potential. Because the system is working, we don't always have to be the ones doing the working, right? And I love that idea. I just, like I said, I came from a long list of employees, so I had a lot to learn about becoming a business owner. And over the course of the last 8 years, we've been so blessed with information about that, that now we have a system that works really, whether we're there or not. Now, it does work better when we're there for the time being, but eventually it'll work the same or maybe even better, Lord, yes, when we're gone than when we're there. And then the fourth way that you can earn income in the United States today is to become an investor. All right. And an investor has money working for them. And money is the best employee you could ever have. Money doesn't lie, doesn't cheat, doesn't steal, doesn't take a bathroom break or a vacation, doesn't do nothing like that, doesn't talk bad about you behind your back. Money is just working 24/7. That's what it's doing. And looking at this, when I first realized that I was going to fall into one of these four boxes, one of these sides of the quadrant, versus I was either going to be on the left side or I was going to be on the right side, I knew that I wanted to be on the right side. That's where 2% of people are. And like I said, 98% just work for the two on the right side of the quadrant. And when I looked at that, that really looked like two options, doesn't it? It looks like business owner and investor. But the problem is, if you don't have any money, it's only one option. And you got to use that one option to give you the second option. And fortunately, in our company, in our system, you learn both. You learn how to build a business that will eventually pay you more than you need for all of your bills to be taken care of. And all of that excess by teaching people how to get financially independent through the concepts that we provide as a basis of education, we can benefit from those concepts as well. And we can take and we can make our money work for us just as much as we're making our helping our clients make their money work for them, all right? It's not mutually exclusive. We can do both. But if you don't have a pile of money, and if you do, please go ahead, get with the person who invited you down tonight. But if you don't have a pile of money, then that really means just the one thing. You got to figure out how to get your hands on a business. And so this is our model. What if you could find, just ask yourself this, like suspend reality for a second and just play along with me. What if you could find a legitimate professional business? And I mean one that you could very confidently put on a business card and feel really, really good about, bragging about, and 80% of North America was your market. And you could work that legitimate professional business from home, totally online, with no overhead. And what if there was no product to buy, no product to assemble, no product to ship or keep in inventory? And you could work when you wanted, as often as you wanted, or not. You had that complete and total flexibility. Now, imagine that. What would that do for your life? How much more time could you spend with your kids? How much more free time could you dedicate to the hobbies that you love that maybe you don't get to participate in as much right now simply because you're working inside of a model that does not allow for this? And for me, the possibility was endless. When I started this business, when my husband and I got started, we had two kiddos. We now have three, but I'm not convinced that we would have had a third kid just because I don't think that we could have afforded it. We're a little bit responsible that way. My husband worked 80 hours a week at his parents' restaurant, managing several of them. And I was on the clock for 40 hours a week, but I worked 60 hours a week as an educator, and someone else was raising our kids. And we were like two ships that were passing in the night. We didn't have a good relationship with one another. We didn't really have great relationships with our children. And I remember the football season, my oldest son, his first football season, my husband only managed to make it to one game, not a single practice, and only made it to one game in the whole season. He actually got in trouble for making it to that one game because it happened to be on a Saturday, and Saturdays were their busiest days. And that's the kind of life that we were living. And so if your life is reflective of that, I mean, I hope that it's not, but there's a good chance that it is. If what I've just described to you as far as our model goes could benefit your situation, and the only thing holding you back is just that you're in the wrong model that doesn't allow you to work from home, not have any inventory, work where or whenever you want, and have a huge market, meaning we've got more referrals coming in than we can possibly handle right now. We need more licensed and trained agents to be able to do that. More people need what we do now more than ever after quarantine and being furloughed and all of this kind of stuff, you would at least owe it to yourself to try and figure out how to get this thing done that I call a business, right? And so what if you could also be in a situation that provides a scalable market and a business system? What if it utilized the newest technology and had an intangible product that requires a professional license? Meaning, not everybody is going to be selling this on every corner, okay? And as a multi-billion dollar product support system, those are just some of the additional benefits that come along with our business model. And so our 100% mission, our focus each and every day, guys, our entire business is based on educating North America when it comes to money. And so I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking to you tonight about the financial concepts, the key financial concepts that we help provide to our clients so that they can make good and prosperous decisions on their own. Okay, so the very first is to protect your income. Now, that's the foundation of any good financial game plan, any good financial house. It's built from the ground up, right? And the foundation is always the most important part. It doesn't matter how pretty it is on the inside, how many fixtures, what kind of materials are used. If the foundation is bad, the house is coming falling down. And so it's the same thing when it comes to getting financially on track. If your family does not have the benefit of your income, it doesn't matter how good the savings plan is. It doesn't matter how good the debt elimination plan is. It doesn't matter how good the strategy is. If the income goes away, so does the plan. And so that's why, first and foremost, we have to make sure that it has a good foundation. Having a good budget and emergency fund. People, when I say the word budget, they hear a four-letter word. Now, I'm not going to repeat what any of those are, but maybe it starts with like an S or an F or a D, something along those lines. But I hear a four-letter word too, which is called plan. All right. And so a budget is just a plan. It's a plan for where your money is going to go, and then you make your money go there. I have an earring budget. There's a certain amount of money that must be spent on earrings every single month. Why? Because it's in the budget. I've planned ahead for it. And I just took a couple of other things out that weren't as important to me as earrings. Accelerating a payoff of debt plan. I could show you a way to pay off your debt in half the time and save a third of the interest. You'd be interested in that, right? We have one of those. Retirement is huge. I don't think anybody has it in their brain that they would just like to work until they drop dead. Everyone is pretty much on the 85 and work until we die program, but they would really not like to be on that program if they could avoid it. And college savings, then whatever other goals and dreams happen to be a priority in your household. And these are the kind of things that we help folks not only plan out, but accomplish. And how we do that is through a tool called a financial needs analysis. You might hear me abbreviate it as an FNA. I swear I'm not cursing at you. That's just how it abbreviates, okay? And going forward, you'll hear me talk about that, but it works as a financial GPS. Helps you get from wherever you are in your current financial situation to wherever you want to go. And so one question that I like to ask all of my clients is, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how would you rate your confidence level that you would become debt-free and financially independent? And for most of my clients, I can tell you it hasn't been above an 8 in some recent memory. And if you're not at a 10, don't you at least owe it to yourself to plan, to learn, to strategize, to get your hands on as much information as you can to at least put yourself at a 10 level, right? And so step one is going to be knowing your financial independence number. Now, this is a FIN number, financial independence number. Again, just an abbreviation there. But everybody's goal is to have enough money that works so that they don't have to, right? Like I tell people all the time, I'm not a lazy person, but I'd like the opportunity to be. I'd like to be in a position where if I don't want to or can't work any longer, that I still have money coming in, right? So that we can stop working and still eat, yes? And so how a financial independence number or FIN number works is it defines that amount of money. So let's suppose that someone was 30 years old and they had a financial independence goal of age 60. So they wanted to retire age 60, stop working, and their ideal income is $100,000 a year. Well, after inflation, which is tiny little monsters that live inside your wallet that make your dollars go less and less and less far every single year, that is actually, if we look at someone at the age of 30, by their age of 60, $243,000 will spend like $100,000 just today. So that's the amount of money that they need coming in every single month, whether or not they work. And I just have to be honest with most of the individuals that I sit down with who are considering us for career opportunity is, you know, what are the chances that you'll make $243,000 without working or even while working at age 60 in your current position? If it's not high, then we need a position that could at least provide us with that, right? And so the money has to also last for 30 more years. We're not hoping to retire at 60 and bed at 65. We want to enjoy that time. We want to travel. We want to see places and people, right? And so we want that to last a long time. Why? Because we want to last a long time. And so that's a very long vacation. Most people are struggling just to cover the 1 week of vacation that they get and the vacation they take down to Disney. Or maybe they're doing a staycation thing. So we definitely have to plan for a vacation that's going to last 30 years. So how that works out is their financial independence number is actually 2.6 million is going to produce that $243,000 in income every year and guarantee that they don't run out of money. So what we need to do is we need a plan for how we're going to accumulate that $2.6 million between the age of 30 and 60. And that's not going to happen on its own, y'all. We need a plan. And the plan is to invest $1,400 a month for 30 years and be able to get at least a 9% rate of return. Now, we can't do that inside of our 401ks. Those are somewhere between 3 and 6% if we're doing well. And so we need to know about the other vehicles that we could possibly participate in as individuals that are going to produce those kind of results for us. Now, step two is mapping out our how we're going to get there. Okay, so the problem for most people is this: they've got no clear direction, and it's kind of them in the middle of this medieval torture device where they're in the middle and everything's pulling in every different direction. They've got their mortgage, credit cards, all of their debt, savings account. What's that? How do you spell it? And that's the problem for most people is they have no idea what is going on with the money that comes in every single month. And so we know what we want, but we're confused at times about how we're going to get there. So the solution, like I mentioned before, is a cutting edge digital tool that works as a GPS, but it's for your money. And it's a clear route from where you are to where you want to go so that you worry a little bit less and enjoy life a whole lot more. And we provide those for free for each and every single one of our clients. It's a free service that we provide, that GPS, that financial map, okay? And what we help folks with the most are the two issues that are facing them when it comes to their money. The first being that in the early years, we have young kids, we've got high debt, we got a house with a mortgage, or maybe looking to get one. And a loss of income at this point and this stage in our life would be absolutely financially devastating. So in the early years, we have a higher need for coverage when it comes to life insurance. But let's face it, we graduate from college with a lot of debt, no money, not a lot of money, and no debt. So in the early years, we also don't have a lot of money saved. But in the later years, we better have a good amount of money saved. That's how we're going to be able to stop working and still eat. And at retirement, our kids are grown and gone and successful on their own, right? Knock on wood, hopefully. The debt is lower or even eliminated. The mortgage has been paid off for quite some time. And we need some retirement income. We need some money that is working so that we don't have to. And in the later years, we might not have that same need for coverage as we did in those earlier years. So the two issues facing 80% of Americans today is one, the chance that they might pass away too early. And any amount is probably too early if this is a friend or family member of yours. But specifically, financially speaking, that's while someone is dependent on their income. And the second problem facing Americans today is outliving their money. So they're either at risk of dying too early or living too long and running out of money and not having the wherewithal, the means to be able to earn that income for themselves anymore due to their age disability or health situation, guys. And so those are the two things that we help out with: dying too soon and living too long. And the question that I like to ask all of my clients at this point is, what life insurance company do you know of that actively is teaching people how to eliminate their need for life insurance? So our main focus is not to sell policies. Or contracts. They should really be called contracts and not policies. But our goal is to educate the consumer when it comes to finances here in the United States. And so because our goal is to educate, our product suite and the concepts that we help our clients implement are reflective of that education-based style, which no other financial institution takes when it comes to helping people out. And so ask yourself this question: if you were to die tomorrow, would your family be a little better off, the same, or would they be worse off? See, the five business mistakes that people make when it comes to their life insurance is, one, they don't have enough of it. I've never, ever sat across from somebody, a widow or an orphan, handed them a check for hundreds of thousands of dollars for life insurance for their parents or their spouse, and they said, you know what, this is just too much. Y'all need to take some of this back. The problem facing the American public today is just not having enough of it, and that can financially devastate a family. Two, the wrong kind, either cash value life insurance, and this is a life insurance policy that bundles the savings into it, the worst financial decision that anybody could ever make, and the biggest, I equate it to highway robbery, is what these companies are doing out there. The third is a term policy from another company that does sell cash value, because one, it's unaffordable at renewal, and two, they're creating a future risk for themselves of being either uninsured or underinsured and overpriced. The fourth is procrastination. I would say 90% of people fall into this bucket, but that procrastination puts their family at risk, because I would love to know when you plan on passing away. If you have a crystal ball, I will come and I will write a $1 million policy or more 30 days before that. But just nobody knows. And we all think we have more time, but none of us really know when it's going to be. So it's one of those things that is better to buy 5 years too early than 5 minutes too late. And the fifth problem is a group insurance or life insurance only through work. Life insurance only through work might not pay at all. And here's why: it's not owned by you. It's owned by your employer. And if you're here thinking about how you might ditch your employer and earn more money somewhere else, you better bet your butt that they are thinking the same thing about you. And so you can't tie your family's financial stability to the benefits that they promise that they're going to give you. All right. And so those are just a couple of those. But life insurance, they are just two options. Okay. You can only get one of these two things. You can have a cash value life insurance. It goes by a bunch of names: whole life, universal life, variable life, you bet your life. And in this case, we have a husband and wife. They had $200,000 of coverage, which, if you're making $100,000 a year, only covers you for 2 years. If you're making 50 grand, that's four. Congratulations. So exciting. Their monthly premium is $450. And their cash value, so their savings at the age of 65, is $153,000. No one is writing home to mom about that. No one is excited about this. Nobody can retire. Any good financial person will tell you that you have to live off of 5% of whatever you have saved at retirement. So that's a whopping $7,500 a year. Very exciting. We're living off cat food at that point. And this was really what caused my husband and I to start a career in the financial services industry. This product is where we lost $10,000. We had absolutely no savings after 3 years. There was nothing in our cash value. We were paying $250, $242 a month and 17 cents. I remember exactly, because I'm still so upset about it. And we had $50,000 with the coverage apiece. And then a primary care agent told us that we could take that same money, get more coverage, and have a better chance of retiring either on time or early. See, for this same couple, we got them $800,000 on the primary wage earner and $400,000 on the spouse, all for $189 a month. And we took that difference, that savings, and we invested that savings at a 9% rate of return which is not very difficult to do at all, y'all. It's just not an easy thing to do when it comes to in a life insurance policy. You cannot do it in a life insurance policy. That's nearly $700,000 at the age of retirement. So if we took the same $450 and we got four times the coverage and had a difference of $500,000-ish when it comes to retirement, how would you want to spend your same $450? Of course, buying term and investing the difference. Every single time, that's what folks are going to choose. And why? Because it's more value for the same $450. So the other thing that we teach our clients is how to invest, how to be an owner, not a loaner of their money. And this is what traditional financial institutions don't want you to know. They take your money, and every time you get paid, every other Friday or on the 1st and the 15th, where does the money go? Direct deposit, right into a bank, right? And that bank, what they're doing is they're investing that in the global economy. And banks, credit card companies, credit unions, insurance companies, they're providing historically low value. So banks, credit unions, and insurance companies are providing historically low rates of return. Credit card companies are charging an over surplus of all of this stuff. And they're using our money to invest. And by ours, I mean yours. Now, I don't like any of my bank tellers that much. So what we teach folks is how to take their money and invest directly into the global economy and reap those rewards for themselves. Now, this is the rule of 72. This is how we help explain this to all of our clients and anybody who will listen, actually. Anybody who will give me 5 minutes of their time, this is the first thing that I teach them. And what it is, it's a factorial is what it is, but don't get too much PTSD from your high school math class when I say that. But what it is just a law of mathematics. It says if you take any interest rate placed on your money and divide it into the number 72, it'll tell you how long it's going to take for that money to double. And doubling money is a great thing. Like if you had $100 today and tomorrow is $200, the next day is $400, nobody says no to that. Doubling money is a great thing. And your interest rate is going to tell you how fast or how slow that's going to happen. So if we take 2 into 72, 2 is divisible into 72 36 times. So that means if we started out with $20,000 today, 36 years from now, we have $40,000. Now, I don't know about you, but 36 years from now, I don't plan on doing much of anything. I know I look a little okay, but I don't plan on even moving around a whole ton 36 years from now. So I definitely can't retire off of $40,000. But if we look at maybe 6%, maybe we're a little bit more savvy of an investor, 6 into 72 doubles every 12 years. That same $20,000 is instead 160, 36 years from now, which is better, but still not great. And if we look at 12%, 12 into 72 doubles every 6 years. So that same $20,000 today could either be $40,000 or $1.2 million. Which would you pick? And I hope that you're picking the bigger one because that just makes the most sense, right? And so how much do people know about earning a better rate of return when it comes to their 401ks, IRAs, anywhere else that they might be investing? And do you know how much money you'd need to get professional investment advice from most companies? Most companies require that you have $250,000 in liquid assets. This does not include your home. This does not include your vehicles. This does not include anything but money that can be transferred from one institution to another. And so do you see a problem here? It's kind of like, which came first, the chicken or the egg? You have to get $250,000 in order to get financial education, in order to get financial advice. But without the financial education and advice, what chance do you stand of getting $250,000 saved? Unless you're, you know, playing the scratch off. If that's you, I guess keep on scratching. But I needed a better plan than that. I'm just not that lucky. So where to investigate that 12% rate of return happens to be in mutual funds. So a mutual fund is an opportunity for you together with some other investors to pool your money. And how a mutual fund works like this is you have these individual investors with smaller amounts of money. They pool those assets, which become a larger amount of money. And those pooled assets have buying power and with professional money managers. And so the professional money manager looks at that pooled money as, and it meets the $250,000 in minimum, and they take and they help invest in the global economy. Companies like Apple, Starbucks, Amazon, places like that. But we come together as individuals to be able to participate in the same place that the larger companies, the banks and credit card companies that hold your money hostage and keep all this money for themselves, where they're able to invest. So we help people to bypass those middlemen, the banks and credit card companies, pool their money all together so that they can do the same thing that the banks and insurance and credit card companies are doing, and keep all of those profits for the investor instead of letting the bank keep having it, instead of letting the credit card companies have it, okay? So we help people to better protect their wealth regardless of what their net worth is by educating consumers. Every family in North America can achieve financial freedom, financial independence, so long as they have access to the right tools and they know how to use them. And that is what we provide by partnering with so many different companies. With all of these companies that we represent, there is not a single person that comes across our desks that we couldn't find a good fit for, whether it comes to life insurance or 401k plans, annuities. We just talked about mutual funds, mortgages, home and auto solutions, all these different products. So instead of having to track down and find a good relationship in any of these different areas, you have one representative that comes to you home delivery, providing these services, providing these relationships, and providing not only the education, but the tools and the know-how for how to use those specific tools when it comes to achieving your goal and your dream. So in summary, here's what makes us different. Okay, this is why our clients love us. We can deliver and present online directly to their home. We utilize Zoom. We utilize so many different tools to be able to present to folks in their home. Hopefully they're looking nice from the top up, but they don't have to clean their house. They don't have to do anything. They just have to clean their corner. And we can deliver great content, great help, great support to them directly to their home. So that means we can help anywhere across the country. The second thing, we have all the financial products under one roof. Also, we're providing ongoing financial education and follow-up. I hope you noticed at the beginning of our chat here tonight, our time together tonight, there was an opportunity for you to learn more through a 12-part financial education series. That is so robust. It has so much information. It's free. It's a great way to make sure that you become financially bulletproof. So the bottom line is, there a need for what we do? And so that's really how we're able to help our clients. But I want you to chat with you for just a little bit. And I know I'm talking to a lot of people right now, but I want you to act and internalize this information as if pretend I'm just talking to you. Pretend that it's just you and me. And I believe that you wouldn't be here today if you weren't convinced that there had to be a better way to get things done. That there had to be a better way than going to a job that you don't love for money that isn't enough for you to live your goals and dreams. And for the next amount of time that we're going to be together, I'm going to explain how we went from working 80 and 60 hours a week to working 30 hours a week most, and making double the income that we did when we were working. So we work half as much, we make twice the amount. And here's the thing that I have to start off and preface by saying, it's never easy. You know, it does take hard work. People say, Christina, what's the catch? The catch is that it's hard work. But anything worth it is always going to be more difficult than we are currently capable of. Right? But there are a couple of things that you should understand before you take on any business endeavor. And I'm going to go through kind of a little bit of basics here. Business 101 says, if you find a need and you fill it and you create opportunities for others, you make money. That's it. That's business 101. You can find a need and you can create opportunities. You can fill that need, provide great service. You make money. And so ask yourself this as I'm going through the next part of our chat. Is there a need for what we do? Are these financial concepts helpful for everyone? And can you see why our clients love us above all of our competition? And can you see that the opportunity, can you see the opportunity that that creates, that we have clients that love us, that they are in desperate need of what we do, and that what we do helps to fill that need? All right. And so how people are successful doing what we do first is that we have a business in a box. And the best thing about a business in a box is that you unpack it. And once you unpack and assemble, you have a business now too. And so the main marketing and training system that we have allows us to earn unlimited income. This is, if you go back to the beginning where I talked about the cash flow quadrant, in that right side, top box, business owner, I didn't want to have a system that I ran. I wanted a system that ran itself. That is what we have. And that's what our compensation plan is attached to. So what we have as far as support systems in place is we have monthly kickoffs on the very first Saturday of every single month, where you'll hear from the people in the field who are doing it biggest, who are doing it best, who have found faster, easier, more efficient ways to get things done. Every Saturday night, we have training. Monday through Thursday, we have a client series. We have links to invite people to that. You don't even have to be really, really good at explaining what we do for folks. You just have to be really, really good at sending out an invite. Monday through Thursday, we also have a business systems overview that works the exact same way. Tuesdays, we have marketing webinars. Those are the places where we learn how to strategically place ourselves inside of our marketplace so that people see us, right? So that people can see what we do. The more people that know that you're in business, the more business you're going to do. That's just inevitable. And we have an entire system that is online and can be accessed and worked from literally anywhere in the world. And so how the appointment system works is this: run the system from anywhere and you can make money. The technology drives the business. Personal links to invite prospects. Now, you might have been invited to listen to me speak today through one of these personal links too. In fact, there's a good chance that you might be. And so that technology drives our business. And when you can replace yourself with technology, then we don't have to be as present running the systems as we did before, even before COVID. This is a completely different business. It's been completely revolutionized. Not that I would wish to go through any of what we've gone through in a pandemic again, but I am just so grateful for what it has produced and the efficiencies and the technologies that we've adopted to kind of evolve and adapt to the situation that we're in. We have our 12-week customer education series that is online. Weekly Join the Teams presentation, just like you are with me tonight. That's online as well. And then one-to-one follow-ups for Zoom to fill out an application to see if you qualify to work with us the way that you desire to. Now, how the training works is this. We have an online licensing training for both life insurance and securities. Securities is the industry word for investments. We have 2-hour product trainings every single week online through Zoom. We have a 1-hour marketing training weekly as well. And so all of that translate, all of that technology wouldn't be anything if there weren't the compensation plan attached to it. So I'm going to talk about a little bit about what that looks like. So here is on a term life compensation for someone who's the age of 35 on a 30-year level premium. So that means they're going to be paying that exact same amount for 30 years. $1 million is going to be paid out to their family if they pass away. And the monthly cost on that is $99.29, less than $100. Okay. Less than $100 to make sure that your family gets $1 million when something happens to you. Cause it's not an if, it's a when thing, right? And $100 traded for $1 million, how many people would say no to that? Like, how many people intelligently would say no to trading $100 a month for $1 million. Life insurance is the cheapest money you can buy. Now, even a brand new representative with us would make $276.45 by doing that. A regional vice president or franchise owner like myself, that's a $1,216 worth of compensation. And so let me ask you, if anything where you're currently working gives you a starting position of $276 per transaction that can be done entirely through Zoom, takes an hour, right? I wasn't attached to a compensation package like that where I was working, and I would be double done to look at this compensation package and not at least give it a shot. If you could earn between $276 and $1,216 each time you helped a family, would that interest you? Now, if you add mutual funds to the term insurance, approximately $500 to $1,000 a month per client invested for their future so that they can stop working and still eat, what that pays, $99 per term policy, pays a one-time commission of $276 to $1,216. And a $500 per month investment pays a recurring commission of $7 to $15 a month. Now, recurring commission, that's huge. I think that there is a terrible situation going on right now, and that people don't understand the difference between passive and residual income. Okay, passive income means that if there are more transactions, more income is earned. But residual income means no more transactions are made, and yet income still comes in. Now, on an investment package, we have the opportunity to earn both upfront commissions, which is active. We have the opportunity to earn recurring or passive income. And then on top of that, a residual income that comes in whether we're working or not. That is just so incredible. So assuming that you can only help one client per week, which is nobody's killing themselves doing this, it's not the hardest thing in the world. One policy per week, personal income equals $26,000. So let me ask you, what other part-time opportunity are you aware of that you could work one night a week and make an extra $26,000 weekly? I wasn't aware of one. I couldn't find one. And one $500 per month investment, personal income equals $520 per month in recurring income, which brings a total first year personal income working one night a week to $29,000. Now, on our investment compensation, I alluded to this previously, but we represent the largest mutual fund and annuity companies in North America. And what we're able to do, it's a $68 trillion market. It's recurring and repeat compensation, and there's no limit to the size of the investment. You can have somebody with $25 a month to invest to better their financial future, or you could run into somebody who won a $25 million Powerball. Doesn't matter. No, 25 is the minimum, and there is no maximum. And applications for that are also done through Zoom, all online. So what you would earn in this case is based on a $300,000 rollover as a regional leader. So this is someone who is a little bit more veteran in the office, knows a little bit better what to do, produce a one rollover per month. That's $53,000 in income. And that doesn't include the residual, recurring, and repeat investments. That's just if they move the $300,000 they had built up at one company and then they changed jobs or they were laid off or furloughed. I've done so many investments in the last 7-8 months because of people getting laid off and furloughed, and they didn't want their money stuck with the company that decided to fire them. And all of these applications are done through Zoom as well. And so, guys, lastly, before we really get to make a choice about whether or not this is going to be a good fit moving forward, true freedom comes from recurring and residual income. If you still trade your time for money, you're always going to be short on one or the other. You can have an overabundance of time and not be working, and it's miserable because we can't even maintain our lifestyle, basic as it might be. We could have a ton of money, CEOs flying all across the country, working 80, 90, 120 hours a week,
all the money in the world, great benefits packages, no time for life, no time for family. Freedom only comes when you can provide an income for yourself that is not based on you trading your time in order to get that income. So you gain freedom when you have both time and money. And freedom money is recurring. It's do nothing money. It is the kind of money that I call mailbox money, where it shows up once a month. It shows up once a quarter. It shows up every 6 months. And I even lost track that it was coming in, and yet it still shows up. And I don't know anybody who doesn't want that, even if it were a dollar, even if it were a dollar that showed up in your mailbox every single month, you'd cash that check. And what if I could show you a way to make that hundreds, maybe even $1 million a year that came in whether you were working or not? That's the kind of freedom that I'm talking about. And freedom comes from money working for you or people working for you. One of those two. Like I said in the beginning, it looks like we really have two options. They're at the cash flow quadrant, but if you don't have a pile of money, you only have one option, and that's to be a business owner. And business owners have people working for them, not instead of them. Business owners are the hardest working people that I know. And once they get their business up and off the ground, they're there early. They show up early. They stay late. They're the ones that are working the hardest in their organizations, the hardest at their businesses, until the point where it runs on autopilot. And it might take 5, maybe 10, maybe 20 years to get that done. But aren't you going to work the next 5, 10, or 20 years somewhere? Might as well be for you. And so I had to ask you this as a friend. I asked you in the beginning, like, please imagine that I'm just talking right to you. I have to ask you this as a friend. I have to ask you this like a sister. Do you have a plan that's going to produce that kind of freedom for your family? And if so, show it to me. Like, I'd love to see it. Most people don't have a plan. Most people are just too scared to try anything new. But guys, here's the thing. I 10 years ago knew nothing about finance. The only thing about money that I knew growing up was that we didn't have any. And yet today, here I stand in the top 1% of earners, definitely the top 0.5% when it comes to women in a male-dominated industry that I knew nothing about 10 years ago. But I just had a desire. I had a passion. I had a drive inside of me that said, I knew that if somebody could do this, I could do this too. And if you just help 10 people learn how to do what I'm able to do and what I just showed you how to do, 10 term life policies a week as a broker, as a franchise owner equals $224,000 in annual income, 10 rollovers is about the same, a little bit more, $258,000 for a total of $483,000, none of which include that person, that regional vice president, that business owner being there. It was all residual, recurring, or repeat investments. It was all business done by the business, income generated by the business. And so guys, here's what you got to understand. 99% of our people started off part-time. I started off 2 days a week, Mondays and Tuesdays, and we have 3 career paths that you can consider that I'm going to ask you to consider tonight. One is spare time, where we just help our friends and family and learn ourselves. If you don't show up to teach your friends and family, who's going to show up for them? Has anybody been knocking down your door generationally, your mom, your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents, to teach them about finance? I guarantee you that they didn't, because if your parents knew any better, they would have taught you better. And so I felt a personal responsibility to be the one person in my family tree that I couldn't change the roots, but I could change the canopy. And so that's what spare time looks like. Part-time, they have a consistent weekly income goal. They work 1 or 2 days a week. That was kind of like myself. And then we have full-time individuals that want to make a career change and earn $10,000 a month or more on a repeat and recurring basis. They want to earn that every single month, not just some months, okay? But all of these individuals, no matter who you are, no matter which of these career paths you're going to choose, can't win if you don't plug into the system. And so this is how we get started. Complete an independent business application. All right. There is an application to come to work with us. We can't accept just anybody. So in order to do that, you have to submit a questionnaire along with $99 for a background check. Yes, we do require that individuals have a background check. We're working with people's money. And so we want to make sure that whoever is helping us work with our clients' money is going to be a trustworthy person with that money. And we can't just take anybody's word for it. And then also there's a $25 for your first month of having access to the technology that I explained before. And the last thing that you can do is you can implement your financial plan. You can implement your own financial plan. If none of what I've just described sounded interesting to you, at least helping out friends and family, helping out a couple of people a week and making some extra money on the side, or even a full career change for a six-figure income potential, saving your own money and investing for yourself, becoming an investor, that last part of the cash flow quadrant is something that after you learn this, before we had this conversation, you just didn't know any better. After this conversation, you owe it to yourself to do that. And that's, again, just coming down to plugging into the system. And so the next steps, guys, for those of you who are interested, please schedule a follow-up one-to-one Zoom meeting with the person who invited you in the next 24 to 48 hours so that they can run your complimentary financial needs analysis, fill out an independent business application, and get started. And if you're not interested, please do the same thing. Just schedule a one-to-one Zoom follow-up for your complimentary financial needs analysis, become a client, and attend our educational workshops to become financially independent. And with that being said, guys, it has been my absolute sincere pleasure to be here with you tonight to help get a little bit of information to you that I think is absolutely necessary for financial success. And I wish you all of the best, not only in this business, in your personal finances as a person. And thank you so much for spending the time with me this evening. And I hope that you have a great rest of your night.